Сайт Journals Life. Подкаст о психологии из первых уст. В эфире интервью с авторами научных исследований, репортажи о мероприятиях, лекции и книжные новинки.
Welcome everyone to Education Insight. Today is a podcast where we delve into the latest research and trend in the field of education. I'm Dr. Amal Khalil, professor in psychiatry and mental health nursing, Manufaya University, Egypt. Okay, I'm currently working in King Saud bin Abdulaziz University for Health Science, College of Nursing, Jeddah, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Today we have a fascinating topic to discuss. It's the impact of training prevention program in bullying and prejudice among adolescents. Specifically, we were looking at a recent randomized experimental study conducted at a governmental school. Bullying and prejudice are a significant issue in schools worldwide, impacting the mental health and well-being of students. Addressing this issue is crucial for creating a safe and inclusive environment for all students. Our study aimed to investigate whether training prevention program could effectively reduce bullying and prejudice among adolescents or not. This study took place at a specific governmental school involving 155 middle-level students. Those students were randomly assigned to either experimental and control group. The study employed a randomized experimental design, which is one of the most robust methods for determining the cause-effect relationship. To assess this training program effectiveness, three assessment tools were utilized, including demographic information, bullying among the diverse population, evaluation scale adapted from Ishiyama 2006, and the third one is a basic empathy scale developed by Zolfi and Frinton 2006. The validity and reliability of this tool were rigorously tested, yielding impressive score for knowledge, skills, efficacy, intervention, and empathy. Now let's delve into the results. The mean age of student in the experimental group was 13.52 years, while the control group had a mean age also 13.37 years. Significant difference were found between experimental and control group in the pre and post assessment, and these differences were noted in knowledge, attitude, affective and cognitive domains of empathy, as well as total empathy, all with significant level of B less than 0.05. However, it wasn't all smooth sailing. No significant difference were observed in terms of fitness, communication skills, and bullying intervention ability. This indicates that while the program was effective in many areas, there are still aspects that need further development. And the study concludes that the training program was effective in reducing bullying and prejudice among adolescents. This underscores the importance of providing such program in school, especially for vulnerable students. To build on this success, the study recommends implementing a comprehensive no bullying and prejudice policy across all schools. Additionally, establishing law to address harmful behavior is crucial to ensuring the safety and well-being of children. Despite the promising results, it is important to acknowledge that limitation in this study may be related to limited generalizability, because the study was conducted on only one school, which may limit the applicability of the finding to other school or broader population. The other thing that according to the rules in Saudi Arabia will only use girls, and you know that gender may be may have different effect. We focus slowly on this target group of girls, which limited the ability to generalize the result to boy or mixed gender environment. Also, lack of long-term follow-up, as the study did not include a long-term follow-up to assess the sustained effect of the training program. As well, participants were not classified into a distinct group of bullies, bully or victims, which could have provided a more comprehensive analysis. So social desirability also may be because participants provided socially desirable response, leading to potential bias in self-reported measures of bullying and prejudice. This limitation highlights the need for further research with larger and more diverse sample to enhance the generalizability and validity of the results. In conclusion, this study provides a valuable insight into the impact of training prevention program in bullying and prejudice among adolescents. Where there are limitations, the findings are a significant step toward creating safer and more inclusive school environment, and we hope this study encourages more schools to implement similar program and policies. And at the end, thank you for listening to the Education Insight. If you enjoy this episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Stay tuned for more episodes where we explore the latest in educational research and trend. Until next time, I'm Dr. Amal Khalil, and this has been an Education Insight about our current research. Thank you very much.
Подкаст Side Journals Live о психологии из первых уст.